Good afternoon, and are we on? Good afternoon, and welcome to this week's edition of Lambda Weekly. And I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything? You're not hearing, but we are on the air.
Okay, so we are on the air.
We are.
All right.
Boy, was that.
Okay.
Yes, it's because we've only been on for 30 years. We don't really know what we're doing here. but we were Saturdays, now we're Sundays. Good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis and the late Patty Fink. Our guest is Candy Markham. It is pledge drive today. Doc is plugging new things in because we you're
it's
on the air now.
It's always good to check the cables.
It is good to check the cables, but you know.
And if we had more money, we wouldn't have to jerry rig it this way.
That's exactly the problem. It is pledge drive, so give us a call 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
You nice are segue, by the way.
And by the way, just in case, you are listening to KNON
89.3.
The voice of the people, Dallas and Fort Worth. Just wanted to keep it legal.
Well, we're in a new time slot, so I think it's good to let everybody know who we are and where we are and when we are.
And we are the oldest, longest-running LGBT radio show anywhere.
Anywhere that we know of that's never been challenged.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's true.
That's our claim to fame. And it is a pledge drive. Please give us a call at 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. We have an iPad Air giveaway contest.
Woohoo!
KNON is giving away the latest Apple iPad Air. It's the brand new 32GB iPad that came out Friday. One entry per person per day. Individuals who call 972-647-1893 or go online to www.knon.org to make a contribution will automatically be entered into the contest. iPad Air weighs just 1 pound and it's 20% thinner, just like Laurent. But even though it's extremely light, it has an aluminium body, unibody enclosure that feels solid and durable in your hand. It has a 9.7-inch Retina display. Photos and videos look incredibly detailed, and text is razor sharp on the stunning Retina display. It features over 3.1 million pixels, a million more than HDTV, with up to 10 hours of battery life. You only have 1 week to enter. The contest ends next Saturday, November 9th at 11:45 a.m. The drawing will be at 12:01 p.m. on November 9th on KNON FM, live on the air. That's our all-time slot, so it's Ranger Rita's new show that they're doing that. But give us a call. If you make a donation, you'll be entered to win an Apple iPad Air.
What are the donation levels?
The donation, to be entered, any donation
Anything.
That you make.
Great.
You make a donation, and in fact, if you want to enter five times, you can make a donation today, tomorrow, the next day, next day, next day.
All right.
So you can enter up to, I'm looking
that
at my fingers,
like
seven times. 972-647-1893. Plus, we have lots of pledge premiums, like for a $25 pledge, we have a KNON Frisbee Sport Flyer. For a $35 pledge, we have all kinds of stuff, like a KNON Black Poncho. For a $40 pledge, a ball cap, an apron. A KNON Army Hat. Ooh, a KNON Army hat. Yes, I just went right by that apron.
You went right by the apron.
You really did.
For a $50 pledge, we have coffee mugs. We have a whole list of things that we have. I'm just going quickly. For a $1,000 pledge, we have a studio plaque.
Hey.
That's pretty awesome.
That is.
You can and this one you can't ignore, the KNON football jersey. You can get it in any NFL team color that you want. Mm-hmm. So you can get the navy blue to represent the Cowboys. I mean,
and leave it at that.
Yeah, don't need to say anything else about the Cowboys.
Candy certainly will.
Yes, I will.
And we have a really nice other item that I see hanging in here, and it's the pink shirt.
I think that's really fitting. It's a long-sleeve KNON pink T-shirt.
Yes.
That one, the long-sleeve pink T-shirt, comes for azalea pink with a black design. It's a ladies' long-sleeve tee, so sure to fit 20% slimmer Laurent.
Yes.
That's for a $60 pledge.
Yeah.
Because if you want just a regular T-shirt, it's $40 pledge, long-sleeve, just to get the sleeves. Those are $20 sleeves there.
I have $20 sleeves.
You do have $20 sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Those viewing on a KNON beautiful T-shirt.
So
you
that
can
is
now get it in pink. And pink is all the rage. It
pink,
supports women's issues,
yes.
women's health.
Pink is the new black.
972-647-1893. Last night was black tie dinner. Did you go, LaRon? No.
Hey, I'm too poor. I can't hack it. I'm a poor daddy.
Why was it so important, David?
Because we raised a lot of money for a lot of good causes last night.
And in addition to that,
in addition to the Resource Center, which was a beneficiary, and AIDS Services Dallas, all the groups, they've all been on our show.
In your group, Congregation Beth Elbinah.
Congregation Beth Elbinah was one of the groups that
all
was...
All the organizations in which you have been involved.
Lots of them.
Over
yes.
the
yes.
years.
Uh-huh.
And they remember that last night.
Yeah, they did, and it was very nice. And so we had some great speakers last night.
Talk about yourself.
Okay, so I got honored last night. Really, you know, it's one of those things. There was an article about me in the paper.
Yes.
Being the person interviewed was so difficult. It took 3 days to finish this interview.
Because David usually interviews people. And this time he was being interviewed because he won the prestigious Kukling Award.
Yes.
That's given out once a year by the Black Tie Dinner, and we affectionately call it Queer of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Thank
and
you.
David got it, and it was very well deserved.
Well, very, very well deserved.
I appreciate that.
And I'll tell you what, I heard so many comments last night just navigating onto the table. You can't help but run into people, and every time you left to go check out the silent auction, or as Richard used to call it, that big old garage sale. Just love y'all's big old garage sale. But people were talking. I was like, David, you're sitting with David? Oh, because Aaron and I were able to sit at your table and join in celebrating.
And I am so glad that you did, because until I went on, I was a nervous wreck.
You did wonderfully.
I was not admitting that beforehand. But I was.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
And to speak in front of 3,000 plus people in formal attire, sitting down in a big, massive ballroom.
3,000 people.
I didn't go, but I saw the pictures, and you looked really good, David.
Thank you.
You
really
did.
Thank you.
You did look really good.
We shopped for 3 weeks just for the ties. We looked and looked.
Well, it paid off.
But how was it? How was it to win that, David? How was it to
beginning
to the end?
Beginning to end, it was a surreal experience. It was wonderful, and I have to say that I really want to thank everybody at Black Tie for giving me that honor, because it was just an amazing experience. It's one of those nights that as it's going on, if you think about it, I'm going to remember this the rest of my life.
Yes.
Now, Candy, you
yes.
won this award already.
Right.
Back in the 1830s.
Back in 1798.
Hey.
No. 1998, my partner and I won it.
Back last century.
with Jack Evans and George Harris. And for my partner and I, it was... One of maybe two hallmarks of our relationship and of our lives. It is a really...
it's humbling.
It is. It's a very, very special thing. Not many people get it.
Right.
And I think most people don't feel they deserve it. But you did.
Thank you.
Yes, David, absolutely did.
And it is something that you will cherish and remember forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no question. And I am that appreciative of it.
Yes.
And if you look at the list of the Kukling Award winners, it's like the legacy of our community.
Oh, yeah.
The movers, the shakers, the people who really made our equality transform and start arriving.
When they called me over the summer to tell me that I won this, they usually call me to let me know, our speaker is going to be, and so I'll take down the name, and do you have a phone number for that person so we can get in touch? They'll call me on Monday and tell me they're announcing it Thursday so that it'll be in that Friday's paper, and they give me the week to so I can prepare to get something in. So when I got a call that day from Mitzi and Ken, who are the chairs of the dinner this year, normal call. It wasn't like, what are they calling me?
You had no idea.
No. It was just the normal call. I had my pad out, ready to write down. We'd like to tell you who the Kukling winner is. Great. And my pad's out. It's you. And my actual answer to them was, huh?
What?
But you're the winner. What do you mean?
Did you think they were joking?
I didn't.
It's just hard to comprehend. It's hard to get it. It's such a big
Then what went through my head was John Thomas won it the first year, and Dickie Weaver, and Bill Nelson, and I'm going through the whole list, and I knew all these people. So many of them are gone now from the first few years, and I'm just going through the list and going, and then I just burst into tears.
And now you count among them.
And now I'm
yes,
among them.
Yeah,
among
I mean, them. Right, absolutely.
I'm in the club
well
with
deserved.
Candy. Thank
and
you.
No, for, no better place to be.
Thank you for sitting next to these two non-Kuklin people.
Well, Patty's time is coming.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Patty and Aaron absolutely should be up there.
But they made they called it the tribute video. So they wouldn't let me see it ahead of time, but they said, okay, now this is one of the best ones we've ever made. Patty was on the video, and Robert Moore, who was the publisher of The Voice for 30 years, he was on the video, and several other
every
people.
Every year they put together a video for the Kukling Award mm-hmm. winner, and they show it right before they introduce the winner or winners to come up on the mm-hmm. stage. And that is the first time that anyone in the audience or the recipient sees it.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there. Not only do I have to get up while everybody is doing standing ovation, which in itself is, but I just saw this video and I'm in tears. Well, I got a call from Viv and Louise, and people who've listened to the show for years know Viv and Louise. They've been on our show a number of times.
Yes.
Also Kukling Award winners, and they said to me, they weren't able to be there. Louise hasn't been well, so they were not able to be there last night. But I said, you know, I practiced the speech with the teleprompter. I'm not worried about doing that. I'm worried about walking across the floor, up the stairs, and then across the stage without tripping.
Especially in that long gown you were wearing.
You know, Viv and Louise said to me, we're holding your hands as you go up the stairs.
Aww.
Do you know, and there were rails, as I put my hand on the rails, I felt their hands. Aww. And they were there with me, and they walked me across the stage, and I felt, you know, I just walked across. I felt perfectly confident because the two of them were there with me.
Well, you're going to make me tear up now.
Yeah,
you do.
Good.
That's very moving.
That's wonderful.
That's very moving.
I mean, that's
and
how
I
much.
I think that's true. I think they were there.
Oh, I know they were
absolutely.
There. I'm telling you they were
yeah.
there because when I touched the rail, it was like.
There they were.
There they were. And I just walked up on the stage, and it was, okay, and
that's
now
wonderful.
I can give my speech, and that's
wonderful.
That's how I felt.
That's so, well, anybody get to see this video?
Do you know, yes. I think somebody from Dallas Voice was recording it, so
mine's
it
on
should
VHS.
Be on.
I can't see mine.
Well, that says a lot right there, doesn't it?
I could transfer it over to DVD for you.
Well, you know, Rabbi Fish, who's been on the show mm-hmm. and who was one of the featured people in the video, came up to me later in the evening and goes, they didn't use some of my material. and I said, I know, not mine. We had such great stuff that David had asked us to talk about how annoying he is.
And they didn't put that on there?
They didn't
just
include
a
on.
Little piece of Patty talking
oh, okay,
about how
good.
Annoying it was.
Because that would not be you if they did not put that on there.
How long was the video?
Oh, I don't know. It felt like an hour.
Six minutes.
Maybe.
6 minutes.
I don't even
like
think
that.
It was five. I think it was more like probably three.
No,
yeah,
I bet it was
probably three, four, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But, you know, it was short. Watching people talk about you, though, is like, it
yeah.
felt like an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And CeCe Cox was on.
CeCe was on. And Bob Williams from Ranch Hand Rescue. I mean,
yep.
all people who've been on the show.
Nice.
The
nice.
Yeah. So.
See, I was all prepared to tell the great anecdote of the show, which is, for how many years now have we been talking about the boring world of New York and taxes? I mean, like, for years now, everything that comes up, relationship recognition, David would go on, I'm from New York, and what if people file in New York, and then they mm-hmm. have to file federal, and it was on and on for New York and taxes, and damn if what the case that landed in the New United States Supreme Court
had to do with taxes.
That did away with Section 3 of DOMA was New York and taxes.
I mean,
it
made sense.
He was right.
It just
right.
made sense. Anyway, it was a wonderful evening. You know, one of the criticisms I saw on Facebook today of Black Tie is, oh, it's elitist, it's this, it's this. You know what? Mm-mm. It raises good money for a lot of good organizations that help an awful lot of people, and
It really does. Very good work.
For many of those local beneficiaries, which is the only black tie dinner in the country that half the proceeds stay in our community, there's, you know, 18, 20 beneficiaries every year, and that really sustains a lot of a lot of folks who are able to do good work right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah. So, you know, for those who criticize, it's an important event in our community.
Very important.
To so many, many organizations.
If you saw the same post I saw, I know what you're talking about, but I think they were talking a little bit more about it's elitist and that everybody can't participate.
And you know, everybody can't, and there have been years that I could not afford to go. I did not go, but I didn't feel like, how dare those people go. You know, so I can't afford to go one year, I don't go, and I wish everybody else well, and I wish everybody to raise as much money as they can, because the money is going to good things in our community, and it's important.
And there are many scholarships for people to attend Black Tie Dinner in Dallas.
There are.
There are scholarships for youth. There are scholarships for transgender. There's a lot of good that goes on.
Well, and Beth Elbanaz given away several seats. Not this year. We sold it out because I was getting the award, but we've had seats that we've given away to just because, you know, you have to sell a certain number of seats in order to participate, and we put aside a couple of seats in order to give them away to somebody who's done a lot of volunteer work for the organization and deserved to go.
Yes.
So, you know, it's
a
very giving.
And you can volunteer to help with this if you cannot. I think it's wonderful to volunteer, but one of the perks of that is that you are able to attend.
And do you know several people who wanted to see me give my speech volunteered specifically the night of, just so they could come into the room while I was on, which I thought, you know, to me that was...
It's so
really
flattering.
That it was. I was like, oh, that you'd work the whole night just to hear me. And
because you're one of them, David. You're one of them.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
We're all one of them. I mean, we're all one good big community.
Yep. You know what I thought was very moving that I witnessed was you were kind of early in the program for the evening, and the wait staff had stopped and listened to your stories as you were doing your speech. The wait staff paused. And it was like in the height of the serving.
Yeah.
You know, so they cleared the salads and were waiting and listening.
Well, I want to see it.
902.
I'm sure it's going to be available. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis. Our guest today is Candy Markham. We're going to be talking about same-sex marriage and other stuff that was addressed at the Black Tide last night right after this.
KNON on Twitter at KNON893FM.
Follow us now.
Be the first to find out about KNON events and get updates on KNON. That's KNON893FM on Twitter for updates on benefits, programming, and more.
KNON iPad Air Pledge Drive Contest is on right now. Call 972-647-1893 and make your pledge to automatically be entered to win. The iPad Air just came out November 1st. It weighs just 1 pound, is 20% thinner than all other iPads, and has a 9.7-inch screen display. You have less than 1 week to make your pledge and be automatically entered. Drawing takes place on November 9th at 12:01 p.m. All contest rules available at KNON.org. Contest ends November 9th. Call 972-647-1893. Support the voice of the people and be automatically entered for your chance to win.
This is Kimberly Truex of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis and the late Patty Fink, and our guest is Candy Markham. And it's Pledge Drive.
Woohoo!
And our number, again, is 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. We have to remember to give the number enough times.
You know, 893 is at the end. And imagine that. It's like 89.3 FM.
Mm-hmm. KNON. Isn't that coincidental?
972. 972-647-1893.
And we have a bunch of great pledge items you can get for your donation. And why not get something that fits with the season? Again, we talked about the jerseys you can get. It is football season. You can also get a fleece blanket because it is starting to get a little chilly out there. I love this weather.
Erin was freezing before I left. She turned on the heat. I'm like, oh my gosh, when I get back, it's the house is going to be toast.
Speaking of Erin, we got the picture of her pinching Wendy Davis's butt last night.
Oh, oh yeah. Did you?
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. I thought that was hilarious.
I took a picture with her, arm around her. Erin, we have a picture. Hand firmly on butt.
Well, that right. Lucky Wendy Davis so, is all I have to say.
So inappropriate. We'll talk to her about it next week.
Oh, boy. Okay, back again to the fleece throw blanket that you can get. And it has it's black and it's embroidered with a white Kano N logo on the front. And it is only $60.
Hey.
$60 pledge. I think that's well worth it.
One of my favorites on this list now that's new, I think, is the KNON fleece zip-up jacket in sizes medium through 4XL.
Hey.
It's a black zip-up. It's going to be a great thing for Texas weather, for sure, where you need that little extra something to keep you warm as you're jaunting about town during your day.
And that's for how much of a pledge?
For a $100 pledge.
$100 pledge. I might need one of those. I need a new jacket. So you do that
might
along
as well
with,
do that.
Right, and you know, and I love my hoodies, and so I know a lot of hoodie fans are out there. You can get a black sweatshirt pullover hoodie for $75, and that goes from small all the way up to 4XL. So I mean,
you know, here at KNON,
got choices out there to keep warm.
Here at KNON, our expenses are about $43,000 a month. Sounds like a lot of money. It's really not for a radio station because what you're paying for are the actual expenses like the tower lease. That's $4,200 a month alone. Accounting fees, the office rent. You know, we have a nice studio. It's not a luxurious studio. It's just a nice, plain, but very efficient studio that works. The office rent is a little bit more than $2,000 a month. I mean, compare that to other other radio stations, you know, with their penthouse suites and everything, their rent is going to be in the tens of thousands per month. $43,000 covers everything here. We have a very limited staff of four people. Phone
and the rest
service.
Are volunteers.
The rest is volunteer. All the rest of KNON is volunteer. But phone services, phones, in order to have people call in, which they do on some shows, don't on other shows, but also to get the show to the tower. $1,300 a month, engineering and you know, insurance. You can't run a place like this. You have to have a certain amount of insurance. That's all we're paying, and that's what we're raising for. So give us a call. Your donation makes a huge difference. When you make that, you know, a $50 donation or a $100 donation to a station that has a multi-million dollar budget, it's a tiny donation. To us, that's a huge donation, and it's really appreciated, and every donation is appreciated.
And every donation, every call-in, every entry online gets you into the drawing for the brand-new iPad Air. So it's
Grandma,
the time you can win.
Grandma, make a pledge.
Now, let's just mention that again. I think you ran the announcement about that. But when you call 972-647-1893, that's 972-647-1893, and you make a pledge, no matter what size the pledge is, you can do one pledge a day to enter the drawing. Any pledge gets you into the drawing. The drawing will be next Saturday and right at noon. And that's for a brand new Apple iPad.
And there's lots of reasons to give to community radio, but nothing better, I think, than for this show. This show makes a huge difference in people's lives today. It's still very valid today. And though you may be in a good place and feel that you have a lot of support in an ongoing life, there are people still today who are very careful and cautious about coming out as a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender person. Mm-hmm. And this show is manna from heaven for them. So I think it's important that we give for a lot of reasons, but one could be because it's the right thing to do.
Do you know, yesterday at Black Tie Dinner, one of the speakers was Zach Walls, who started a group called Scouts for Equality. And he was raised by two moms. And what he says is, you know, I hate to add another letter to that LGBTQ thing, but he said, I'm a different letter. He said, I'm completely a part of this community.
He's an aide, an ally.
No, he doesn't want to be known as, he said he's not an ally, he's part of the community. And you know why? His letter is probably C, children of gay parents.
Mm-hmm. And his moms were there.
His moms were there. Really? I talked to them this morning, and just real sweet, both of his moms. But he said I was bullied as a kid because I had gay moms.
Yes.
You know, can you imagine him now? He's like 6'5".
And, huge.
Not somebody
that bullied anymore.
No, but he was as a kid.
Right.
He was as a
and
kid.
And it hurts.
Of course it does.
For someone to say that your family doesn't count.
Right.
You know? That hurts.
Exactly. You know, he's a great guy. We need to get him on, and we'll probably do him as a phoner guest.
I would love to talk to him.
But I tried to get him.
He's only 22.
He's 22.
He's incredibly articulate, eloquent, all those things.
He's had a best-selling book. He spoke at the Democratic National Convention. He's been on Ellen and Chelsea and
what was
Daily Show.
What prompted all this attention that he was getting is what he when he spoke at his state legislature.
And the video of that got
Iowa.
And it was just incredible.
Iowa was trying to repeal same-sex marriage, and he was there to defend his mom's marriage.
Right.
Amazing.
And that video of him speaking to the legislature, which starts with, I was raised by two moms, and he said that nobody throughout his life who ever just met him and didn't know the situation ever guessed that he had two moms because... His having two moms affected him zero.
Oh, well, I think it affected him very positively.
Well, of course. No.
Yeah.
So, and
nothing
when
detrimental.
He says he doesn't talk about his gay family. He talks about his family.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I told his moms they raised the most fabulous kid.
They did a great
and they
job.
Did. They did. Every time I've spoken to him over the last couple of years, and I have because we've covered the Boy Scouts and that's been his issue, he is just incredibly articulate. He always has the best quote to use. He's also responsible. He's the one who got Intel to drop their $700,000 donation to the Boy Scouts last year and UPS's $165,000 donation to the Boy Scouts. You want to know...
And what did that do?
You want to know why they changed their policy.
Yes.
It wasn't because of petition signatures. It was because Zach...
Yes.
Caused them to lose a million bucks.
They changed their theoretical stance or their belief system. It's because money.
Over money.
Money.
Over money.
That's what brought down the Soviet Union. So.
Mm-hmm. we're going to talk a little bit
about it.
Was it last week or week before last? New Jersey became the 14th state.
Mm-hmm.
Now they legalized same-sex marriage. And I think it's just a matter of probably next week. Hawaii will probably
become... Yeah, they didn't do it yet.
Well, it got out of the Senate.
Senate passed.
Senate passed it. So now it needs to go to the House.
Yeah, 24-1. There's one Republican in the Hawaii Senate.
Overwhelmingly supported.
They have more of a problem in their House because there are 7 Republicans in their House.
But it's still expected to pass, and the governor will, I'm sure, immediately sign. Right. But, Candy, we wanted to talk a little bit about marriage, and I guess in terms of...
And Candy is a community counselor. She also counsels some non-community people somehow.
Well, you know, they're referrals from my community. You know, what I have found out, what I'm listening to, is people I've known for a long time... that have been in relationships for a long time. They've even, some of them have had religious ceremonies that very much look like marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they can go to D.C. and...
Vancouver.
Right. In any of the 14
California.
States. I think one went to Massachusetts that I'm thinking about, my hairdresser. And
even
I asked,
one county in Oklahoma now.
Right, that Indian nation, I love that. But I ask them, how do you feel? What happened, if anything, when you were legally married? Did it make a difference? You've been together so long. You even had a wedding, you know, you wore dresses and whatever. The women. And
some men.
Not all of them.
No.
Lauren had a beautiful white gown.
I sure did.
Well, moving on. to the person, they said that it surprised them how much of a difference it made. They felt more of a union. They felt that their relationship was validated. And Lauren, tell me what you had told me about how you felt.
Well, it does change things, how you feel, but it wasn't immediate. After a while, it just made me or us, we held our heads up a little higher with pride that, you know, we are a couple and we are married.
Yeah. It helps with the internalized shame that we have from listening, and not you, David, because your parents were so wonderful and your community was so wonderful, but most of us hear what an abomination it is to be gay and how wrong it is to be gay, and then the United States government says it's fine to be gay. I mean, that makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there is an emotional difference in a very positive way. But there are also some very fundamental rights that we now have that we didn't have before.
Right.
And I like to talk about my father and mother, their 25-year marriage, and then they divorced. And as I say, that's kind of long, but anyway, they divorced. And my father remarried another gal, June, and was married to her for 15 or 20 years. When he died, they both got his Social Security.
Really?
At a time when I, of course, wasn't going to get any. So I really had a lot of feelings about that. But when you marry now, and you can marry in 14 states, several Indian nations, and one
and
or
District
two,
of Columbia and 8 counties in New Mexico.
Right. Yep. There's some counties you can marry in. Once you do that, in your relationship, should one of you be able to have more Social Security payments than the other? When someone dies, the one who has the higher Social Security, it goes to the one who has the less.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing if... No, that wouldn't make sense. I was going to say they could drop one and take the most, but they should get both. At any rate, there are some very fundamental rights that we are going to have that we did not have before. And I think about all those people that died in 9/11, firefighters, policemen, people in our military, people who work for American Airlines, that when they died, their partner did not get the same monetary value and I think respect that the heterosexual married people got. That's just not right.
It's not that you think they didn't get the same respect. There were arguments about whether these were valid relationships and valid...
Right.
And there may be arguments now, but we can put down that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before the show...
And the federal government will recognize it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You talked about how you have talked to several couples, and there's varying answers as to why people, or gay and lesbian couples, get married in the first place. What are some of the reasons that you've heard?
Some of the reasons that I've heard, of course, are how I feel. I would be delighted to be able to be married in Texas. I'm a Texan, always been a Texan. I would love that. I would love that's my right, and I should have that.
And it's coming.
Yes.
I really do
I think
it's
it
coming.
Is. I just it's have coming. To, you know, keep living. not
Chad
aging.
Griffin, who's the CEO, president, what's his
president.
Executive director?
President
of Human Rights Campaign, was at the dinner last night. He predicted it'll take 5 years, but in 5 years it'll be nationwide.
All right. All right.
So.
But the reasons that people are looking at now, and it's interesting, I office with my CPA that's been my CPA for 30 years. He's also a good friend of mine. He talks about it from the accounting point of view, the public accounting point of view, that you can file together. You have to look and see if you make X amount of money, it may not be in your favor financially, but 99% of the people are not marrying for that reason,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
that is a reason. And also the rights that go with being married as far as recognition and the financial reasons
getting on your partner's health care plan, getting on...
That is so important.
It is important, especially now that it's going to be mandated that everybody has to be on a health care plan.
Right.
That's important.
That's huge, and that's a major part why I have a new job now. I was able for the first time now to put Denny... all of us on the same insurance.
Right, and that is important. Things happen.
Very important.
You know, you need to have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have the same opportunities to obtain health insurance as anyone else. Mm-hmm. And so that's another way of equality And that's what we're asking for, and that's what we deserve.
The interesting thing, what I find interesting about the varying answers of why people get married, whether they're gay or straight, is it all should be okay, you know, because the right wing has been preaching so long and still does that marriage is solely for reproduction, you know, one man, one woman, reproduction. And we know that's not true.
They don't all reproduce.
They don't all reproduce, and they all don't want to reproduce.
And some of us do.
And some of us do, exactly. So there's varying answers. I mean, there are straight couples get married for all kinds of reasons. Well, we should be able to also and respect them all the same.
Absolutely.
In New Mexico, their Supreme Court heard the a case that was brought by the county clerks that said, while we think that we should be able to perform these marriages, it's a patchwork in the state right now, and it doesn't make sense. We need a ruling to say that this is okay statewide.
Or not.
So so the judges, it was a three-judge panel that heard the case, and one of the judges asked a question, well, why shouldn't somebody be able to marry whoever they want? That was one of the judges. One of the other judges asked some other questions. So, yeah, I mean, it's obvious which way they're leaning just by the questions that they were saying, but how does it hurt your family if that family gets married? And that wasn't exactly the question, but it was going for that. Right. Two of the guys who were the plaintiffs at Prop 8 were at the dinner last night, and they were quoting from their case where the judge said to the other side, your claim is that it hurts that if gay people get married, it hurts heterosexual marriage. How does it hurt heterosexual marriage? And the answer that was given in court was, I don't know. And they gave that answer twice.
And what is more conservative than wanting to marry someone you love? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is so outlandish about that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a right. It's a fundamental right. Mm-hmm. And everyone should have it.
Here's what I'm worried, that if you were to get married, Candy, that you and Carolyn would actually pay for each other's dinners occasionally when you went out.
That would be new, wouldn't it?
I think that would stay the same.
I think that might change. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. It is Pledge Drive, and we do need you to give us calls. The morning show that was on, not just before us, but two shows before us, they were here for an hour writing up their pledges. They did fantastically.
Keep us busy. Call us.
Keep us busy, too. I'd love to be here for another hour after the show. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We need to hear from our listeners. We know we're at a new time. Not all of our listeners have found us yet. If you haven't found us, but you find us by going to our regular place where you find us online and you're listening to this, you can go online and pledge, KNON.org/pledge, or just push the pledge button, which is up in the upper left-hand corner of the KNON page, KNON.org.
And you don't even have to spell Lambda Weekly correctly.
Nope.
You can take a stab at it, or you can just put LW. Mm-hmm. Or
that'll work.
It's such a hard word
to
spell.
That gay show?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gay show.
Yeah, give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893, and we can talk a little bit more about the premiums with you online.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of the people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
KNON iPad Air Pledge Drive Contest is on right now. Call 972-647-1893 and make your pledge to automatically be entered to win. The iPad Air just came out November 1st. It weighs just 1 pound, is 20% thinner than all other iPads, and has a 9.7-inch screen display. You have less than 1 week to make your pledge and be automatically entered. Drawing takes place on November 9th at 12:01 p.m. All contest rules available at KNON.org. Contest ends November 9th. Call 972-647-1893. Support the voice of the people and be automatically entered for your chance to win.
Hi, this is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. Listen.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, with Laurent Landis, and our guest, Candy Markham.
Well, hi.
And that was her you just heard on the tape, but we have her here live and in person today.
And she is here as our Pledge Drive guest. The number is, Candy?
972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893.
All right, now I want to hear you do a Jersey style.
Okay, so last night, one of the people who is one of the speakers was Fran Drescher. And I would.
Hi, this is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3.
The iPad Air just came out November 1st.
I don't know.
They just had to hear it again.
We have everything on the board playing. We have the cart machine playing, coming off of the CD, everything.
There we go.
All right.
972-647-1893. Fran Drescher was there last night. Now, when I go up to New York, I tend to pick up the accent again.
Sure.
Oh.
She's got it.
She said, oh, nice to meet you. I said, yeah, nice to meet you, too.
It just comes out.
Oh, but when somebody has such a strong accent, and she is just sweet as can be.
Oh, she's lovely, and she's gorgeous in person.
She is, yeah.
Tiny thing.
Yeah. But,
that accent.
Yeah, that. So it's 972-647-1893.
I love it.
This is KNON.org. And
Tell you a really sweet moment last night that I was able to observe in the speaker reception beforehand. All the speakers got together and were getting a photo. It didn't include you, but the celebrity mm-hmm. ones from out of town. Mm-hmm. And Wendy Davis was there and was standing next to Fran Drescher. And there was one moment afterward where they kind of broke away from the posing. And they were talking to each other, and Fran Drescher just had this big look of surprise with her mouth open, like, oh, that's
you're
who you
the
are.
One.
You're the
uh-huh.
one. And it was just a great moment to see, uh-huh. Wendy Davis.
Connect the dots. Uh-huh.
And another moment, a past guest on our show, Oklahoma State Senator Al McCaffrey was there last night. And was speaking with Texas State Senator Wendy Davis, and it was a great opportunity to get a picture with them. And Al is looking forward to coming on the show again sometime.
Yeah.
He's the first and only openly gay elected official in the state of Oklahoma.
No. His replacement in the House, Kay Floyd, is a lesbian.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so if you live in that area in Oklahoma City, you have a gay state rep and a gay state senator.
That is wonderful.
Awesome.
In Oklahoma.
Let that set in for a minute.
In Oklahoma, yes.
In Oklahoma.
Now, do you know the state that has the highest divorce rate in the United States?
Texas? Is it Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. It'll go down as soon as they legalize same-sex marriage because statistically, divorce has gone down in 14 states because they don't have statistics yet for the last six or seven, but in every state that has adopted same-sex marriage, the divorce rate has gone down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff happening this week. Patty, you want to catch us up to date?
Just a couple of quick items. Cory Booker, New York mayor, elected Woo-hoo! To the United States Senate. Was
big GLBT ally.
Was sworn in this past week and immediately hopped on board with ENDA. The Employment Non-Discrimination Act may come up for a vote this week, as early as possibly by Tuesday.
Very exciting.
In the Senate.
In the Senate, yes.
Not and likely in the House. Although what the strategy is, I was talking to Chad. From HRC, and what he said was, if it's a really strong vote in the Senate, meaning not 60-40, but 65 with some good conservative votes, and there are a few that he's expecting.
Hmm.
He said that pushes it into the House, helps them get it onto the agenda in the House.
which would be awesome.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a vote on INDA in quite some time.
No. Long time.
But we're hoping, certainly with bipartisan support that mm-hmm. we do have in the Senate, that we can succeed in the Senate and then it move to the House. And then also on Tuesday, big election day here in Texas. But in Houston, Mayor Anise Parker is vying for a third term. Mm-hmm. So that's election day there.
She's running for her ninth citywide election. Her opponent,
her third term as mayor.
Her third term as mayor, ninth citywide election, mm-hmm. though. And I asked her campaign manager, I said, has her sexual orientation been an issue? And she just said, you know, if they don't know she's a lesbian by now, they're,
yeah. they're not listening.
Yeah. Her opponent has been late in her main opponent. She has like six people running against her, but the main well-funded opponent, there's only one of those, has been late in paying his taxes a number of times. Mm-hmm. And so she's been hammering him with the ads. His ad that he came out with was, it's just the way I deal with it, but I love Houston so much that I have paid Houston $150,000 in late fees and penalties.
That's some convoluted logic, no. Maybe it works.
You have to see these. He is serious about that. He is trying to make you feel that you should vote for him because
he's a good citizen.
He is a good citizen for paying
he's
all this.
He's a better citizen because he paid the late fees.
Plus. Isn't that a...
That's a piece of logic right there.
Coming up in front of the Supreme Court this week.
A case that you may remember that started here in Dallas, that it was two gentlemen trying to get divorced.
That case has been languishing, and last year the excuse was, well, we'll wait to see what the Supreme Court does. So the Texas Supreme Court is going to hear the case about the couple that got divorced because Tina Callahan, who also said last night she'll come on our show, mm-hmm. was a local judge, said DOMA is unconstitutional, mm-hmm. and granted them the divorce. Greg Abbott intervened, our attorney general. He intervened and said no, because to recognize the marriage.
Yeah.
So. Right, so they're chasing this all the way to the Texas Supreme Court. So
okay.
This could get very, very interesting, and that's going to be online. It could be online, audio and possibly video Tuesday.
Right.
Mm. So if you're
Dallas Voice is going to be down there and got permission to bring cameras into the court. So we'll see.
Awesome.
And out of nowhere, there is a case that was just filed, a federal case that is suing the state of Texas to overturn its marriage ban.
Yeah, Ken, that came out of nowhere. These couples.
Yeah, the couple. I don't know that they're both attorneys. One is an attorney, Mark Ferris, and they're being represented by Frank Stanger, who's an attorney for a big law firm in
San Antonio.
And it's a law firm we should all know. Bacon
Stump.
Yes. Is that what it is?
I think it is. Yeah. It's one of the
and
big ones.
And they're
yeah.
being represented free. Mm-hmm. Which is a wonderful thing. So these guys, they've been together a long time, I think 17 years. The one whose name I can't remember. I don't know him. I know the other guy, Mark. But his partner has served in the military, and I think for 10 years they commuted, and they had the don't ask, don't tell, and had to go with that mm-hmm. to keep their relationship going. And now he's retired from the military, and so they can do this. And they're a very great, good example of a couple. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this has legs to it. Mm-hmm. Frank Stanger used to live in Dallas and has been an attorney as long as I've been a therapist, so over 30 mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's promising, well, kind of looks promising about this case is it's not filed here in the state of Texas. It's a federal case.
Vic Holmes is his partner.
So,
Vic Holmes, okay, yes.
Yeah. I think you said, this has legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should get very, very interesting.
It will.
I think.
Well, and the other couple is a lesbian couple from San Antonio, or from Austin, and they have a child. And uh-huh. their part of the lawsuit is, look what you're doing to our child.
Yeah, to our family.
Yeah, so,
right.
To our family. Yeah.
Wow.
So two families that I think will represent us well. I can't really think of. I mean, there's lots of examples you could use. Use y'all. But I think these are two very good representatives for mm-hmm. us, and something should happen.
And wouldn't it be, I mean, it just would be phenomenal if it went to the Supreme Court and they, you know, we won, they ruled in our favor, that would be two major cases that came out of Texas mm-hmm. for the gay and lesbian community nationwide.
Lawrence v. Texas.
Lawrence v. Texas mm-hmm. and now this.
You know, it surprises people that are not Texans how progressive and how large our gay community is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're very surprised.
It surprises
surprised.
People in a good way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that maybe would stop some questions of why do you live there? Mm-hmm. We live here because we love it and we want to change it to be better for us.
Right.
We don't want to leave it.
Yeah. Well, we don't really want to change things. We just want it to be equal for everybody.
That's right. That's right.
Because we like things the way they are, just not the discrimination parts mm-hmm. of it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, going into Tuesday's election, if you're voting in person this week, be sure to take some ID with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you have a Texas driver's
that
license, that's the best. Mm-hmm. But your names must be substantially similar. And we can thank State Senator Wendy Davis for that little provision mm-hmm. in the law. So they didn't have to match exactly. They have to be substantially similar.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a driver's license.
And she
right.
was she was stopped and had to sign an affidavit because right. Her driver's license, I guess, one of them just says Wendy Davis. The other has Wendy Russell Davis.
Right.
Which is her
and Greg
name.
Abbott, to vote in person, must do the same because mm-hmm. his do not match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
good.
This is very, it's gotten very interesting. But he has Wendy Davis to thank mm-hmm. for his ability to vote.
To
otherwise,
vote.
He would be rejected
yes.
from obtaining a ballot.
Unbelievable. Do you know there are some amendments that are coming up? The water amendments I'm voting for, and I'm not, you know, we're not endorsing. I'm just saying how I'm voting. I'm voting against the ones that are for veterans. And do you know why?
Why? Yeah.
Because Texas is still insisting on not giving, on not even registering the partners of gay and lesbian military people. And they're insisting that these amendments, if they pass, will not apply to gay couples, but they will apply to straight couples. I'm not voting for a new law that will add more ways to discriminate. So any of the ones that have to do with military, you know, I'm sorry, I'm for these amendments. I'm sure they're going to pass, but they're not going to pass with my vote saying, yes, it's okay to pass more amendments that are going to discriminate against us. Right. And that's what they're going to do.
In spite of the Secretary of Defense, Gates.
Well, and we'll see how that
Gates
that
right.
might change. That might change as of this week.
Right.
That might change. D-Link.
Patty. D-Link, got a great new thing here in Dallas. If you're from Fort Worth, but particularly if you're from Dallas and surrounding areas, there's a great new service that starts tomorrow on Monday.
It's called D-Link.
The letter D, Link. Mm-hmm. And it's free. Now, this is a shuttle that is being sponsored by, I believe, the Chamber of Commerce and downtown Dallas.
The Business Community. Association, Business
and,
Community.
Yeah. And DART, Dallas Area Rapid Transit. And it'll run in a loop from Uptown, right about the Crescent Hotel. There's a couple of stops around the Crescent, kind of north mm-hmm. and south of there. Mm-hmm. And it runs in a continuous loop every 15 minutes all the way to Bishop Arts.
That's wonderful.
In South Dallas. So take advantage of it. It starts tomorrow. I'm excited.
It goes through downtown.
Goes through downtown.
Stops downtown.
It'll stop through the West End mm-hmm. by the Sixth Floor Museum mm-hmm. and lots of different areas. It'll go by the Convention Center.
But it's not just a new bus route. It's free.
It's free.
Now, will it always be free?
It will, as far as we know.
I think they contract things like this for a year.
Okay.
So for a year it will be, and if it's successful, they'll continue it.
And it will be uniting Dallas, and that's what we're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a wonderful thing.
You can go to lots of places like any of the stops on the rail that go through downtown and then get off and catch this and keep going, like to Bishop Arts, where there's not a direct rail.
Yeah, before we go, it is pledge drive.
Absolutely.
And even though we've just changed our time slot. Thank you. And a lot of our listeners have not found us. It is Pledge Drive, and we are asking people to give us a call. You know, we're talking about equality. This station is it when it comes to equality.
Yes.
We are the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show on anywhere in the world because of KNON, and they have stood behind us and stood behind the gay community. So we're asking for your support. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And you can also go online to KNON.org.
And pledge online. We certainly appreciate those pledges. Those pledges also will count toward the drawing for the new iPad. The drawing is next Saturday. You can pledge once a day, any size pledge at all. You can pledge as long as it's a paid pledge. which means pay by credit card. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And that's a new iPad Air.
Yes.
It's one of the brand new ones.
Yes, we all want it.
And the reason why I said grandma do it, because Gabrielle told her that she wanted an iPad for Christmas.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Like, okay. 972-647-1893. And we do have a couple of minutes. Okay.
Erin has texted me. She's corrected me now. Jim Roth is actually the first elected, gay elected official in Oklahoma.
Right, he was.
County commissioner in Oklahoma City, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they've had a few.
Yeah, so thank you, Erin.
And I Aaron thought you all were talking about kind of statewide,
right?
Since he was county,
right?
But it is Jim. Good old
Jim. I do remember Jim. Yeah,
cute Jim.
Cute Jim.
We were talking with Candy Markham, and we're talking about marriage. And one other thing that we were going to talk about just for a little bit: health insurance and how important that is for a relationship, and how important Obama's Affordable Care Act is very confusing,
mm-hmm. but I absolutely believe that it will be important for all of us to be able to have access to that. And health care is important to our community and to our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, ask folks to hang in there and look at their options. And if you are married, then you may have some different options than those of us who are not.
Mm-hmm. And if you work for Exxon, all of a sudden now you're entitled to partner benefits.
I'm telling you, I renewed my Exxon credit card. I have not had an Exxon credit card for probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do you know, and they don't care.
That's
their attitude.
They're so rich. Why would they care that I don't have my little 30 bucks
every month? You would think that any other company, including other top companies, I would love that you'd done that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a company that when people from, you know, top executives went to talk to Exxon from AT&T and Texas Instruments and Bank of America, and somebody from Exxon looked at them and said, we're not going to have gay rights activists tell us what to do. And this was a top executive from AT&T. He's not a gay rights activist. He just thinks that non-discrimination is just it is good for business.
But why? Why did they change?
Because of the DOMA ruling, they felt like they had to.
Well, it's such a checkerboard across the country right
Same
now.
Same thing with Walmart. I mean, they changed their policy too because
it was good for their employees.
It was good for their employees, but they kind of had to.
But it was good for their employees last year too.
Yeah. And a year before that,
right? That brings us to the end of another Lambda Weekly.
Right.
The number again, we're here in the studio, 972-647-1893. You can always give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And KNON.org.
And we'll be back. Erin is going to be our guest next week.
She will.
And we'll see you then.
All right. Go Cowboys.